grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As I had mentioned, our theme for our meditation this evening is the 23rd Psalm that we read together just a few moments ago. And in the context of the 23rd Psalm, these words, "He restoreth my soul," are the key to unlocking the meaning of what goes before. When we say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters." All of these words are explained by what comes next. "He restoreth my soul." This means that the Lord our God renews and refreshes us. He returns us to what and where we should be. See, in the beginning, we were created to be perfect and holy in a right relationship with our Creator. Once we belonged in the Garden of Eden, the greener pastures than have ever existed since then. There was lush plant life, which was unspoiled by weeds or thorns. There was no decay. The deadly predators threatened their hearts in. There was no prowling lion, there was no wolf, no poisonous serpent. All was goodness and life. But then we became full of error and sin and of corruption. The grave began its cast of its shadow upon the world when we broke our relationship with God. We did that by following a path of rebellion and self-centeredness. That deadly predator, that ancient serpent, began to prowl and hunt for us. His servants, those false creatures, in their sheep's clothing, they stalked us, bringing death. The earth was spoiled and rotten, and our lives became full of the stink of spiritual decay. Only eternal death awaited us. But God has restored us. He's made us fresh. He has made us new again. He's washed us in the living water that removed the stain and stench of sin. He has fed us pure food that revives our dead souls. This restoration by God is by His grace alone. You see, we don't contribute anything. Instead, He, the Lord, and He alone has made us whole again. So where are those still waters that have made us new? Right here, in the baptismal font. The water of life has flowed from the pure side of our Lord. The water that came from the most unpeaceful place of all, the cross. It has become a water of peace for us. You were baptized into the wounds of Christ. You were thrust into the bloody hole in his side from which flowed the water of life. In the wounds of Christ, we have healing. Just as in his death, you have life. Now you are new again. Now you are new again. Get it? You've been saved by the washing of regeneration and a renewal and a recreation. You are new again. In his water, he has restored your soul. No man-made religion can restore your soul. No pithy spiritual cliches can reverse the matter of death. No heartwarming antidotes remove sin from your hearts. No contemporary fresh worship or songs make you new, unless, of course, they clearly proclaim Christ and Him crucified. There's no charismatic preacher going to say anything like a new dawning of the first creation in flashy, fleshy glory can help you restore or renew the tiniest bit of your souls. Only Christ is God's recreation, His restoration. Now, even us Christians, we can become confused and think that our works makes our souls new again. Even though King David clearly taught us in the psalm that the Lord restores souls. That's what we say in the 23rd psalm. He restores our souls. But it's still pretty hard for us to remember that. When we see how wonderful the love that Christians show one another, especially those that we see that are in need and we help them, and we see all this great work that we do, we forget where true restoration lies. I'm not saying there's anything at all wrong with helping a person in need. We should, in fact, help those who are in need. But to think that that work that we're doing, hey, if I stop and help that lady fix that flat tire, maybe God will look nicely at me. No, it doesn't work that way. It's not in the words and the size of a Christian's heart. It's not in our emotions. I still get a tear when I take the Lord's Supper. Doesn't mean I'm having any effect on the forgiveness of my sins and with and under that bread and that wine. There's no human warmth or love will ever restore a soul. Restoration is from the Lord. It's in His word and in His water of life. Nothing else recreates and regenerates the dead soul of a man. May we never hide the light of the gospel under the bushel of our human works. Our flesh wants us to do this. May the Spirit subdue and mortify our flesh through His word to always keep the gospel light burning bright and warm. May this pure light always lead lost sheep home through the dark of the night of sin and death, right here to the shelter of God's church. There's a paradox taking place here in the restoration of your soul. You are made perfectly new right here today. You heard the absolution. You have been made new again this evening because of the image of Christ. That perfect Lamb has covered over the stain and the ugly image of your own sinful nature. God does not see your sins. Your slate is clean. You have been renewed right here tonight. Yet you're not completely new, not yet. This is that paradox. The sins are still there, although the blood of the Lamb covers them. You're not perfect and new since the old Adam still works in your hearts. In the same way, you must continue to hear the word and restore your soul. You have to hear it more than once. That's why coming to church regularly is a really good thing. The shepherd speaks to you and your soul becomes new. He renews you for good works. And He feeds you the best food of all in order to make you strong. So you are completely saved now. Got it? Yet, you must continue to be saved. You are completely forgiven now. Yet, you must continue to be forgiven. At the seminary, the good doctor Just teaches, and he says it repeatedly, so much so that I can see him saying it right now. The now, not yet. You have the salvation of God. Not completely yet. Christ has not returned. raise the living and the dead, and he will judge all at that time. So he has come to serve you today. The Lord, he has brought you his word. He's brought you his absolution, the forgiveness of your sins. He serves his sheep with great humility and love. Even the liturgy that we use, the shepherd is making you new. You may not feel like it's heavy, but that's okay. It's not really about your feelings. It's about him and the work that God does for you. It's about recreating, renewing power and grace. The really important things happen right here. Everything that makes you the church happens here. Here's where Almighty God serves dirty, tired, and lowly sheep. For upon the cross, the great shepherd struck the prowling lion a death blow. Upon the cross, the great shepherd, Jehovah in human flesh, gave up his life to save the sheep that killed him. There's a paradox. Upon the cross, the Father became pleased by the entire human race because the perfect man offered the perfect sacrifice on your behalf. So now you are new. You may not feel new, especially on certain days. You know the ones I'm talking about, those days when you can't look past the dinginess of this present life. Look past the greatness of the troubles that surround you. See instead the green pastures awaiting you. Green pastures that you can glimpse in this house of God. Look for the image of your shepherd who bowed his head in death. He awaits you. Since he has already made you new in his blood, he will receive you into his home, even as he already carries you in his mighty arms. There's no side-by-side walking with you. No, the Lord of life and death is carrying you all the way into the gates of eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.